Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we are here on LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. Tonight we have a very special guest, and that is Patricia Elton. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
Thank heavens, I love being here. So are we going to introduce Patricia now?
As soon as we get her on the line. I know the switchboard is working on it right now. Until then, I'll remind everybody, the One Institute is a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. So if you donate to the One Institute, your donation totally tax write-off. Patricia Eltage, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm here for you.
Awesome. Dr. Allen, our guest is here.
Hi, guest. How are you?
Hi, Pat. This is Patricia. Good to be with you all again.
Good, good, good. Have you had a good time? What have you been doing?
Well, what I've been doing, I had a wonderful presentation, a dream presentation in New York City, and it was very well received. And I'm just back from that. And now I am I'm here in Miami Beach to do one of the biggest book fairs in the country. So I'll be doing book signings. Anyone who's listening who's going to be in the Miami area, come to the book fair, the International Book Fair, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right off the good. If they need
and
your
I'll
number,
be signing,
what is it now?
Okay. Oh, my number. Oh, to text me? Oh, 310-528-0515.
We'll repeat it later on in the show,
yes.
But I want to explain, how many years have we been together, Patricia Eltage?
Oh, that's frightening. let's see, it's got to be maybe 27 years and counting. So, yes, we have been
and how did
working
you
together.
Get to me?
I
what
got to you.
Drew you to me?
Well, you're, I had done a lot of studies. I was in the health industry for many years and alternative health, and had a health clinic with my former partner for many years, and co-founded an herbal medicinal products company that's very well known now. But now since then, I was more interested in the healing of one's psyche and our brains and our mental health. So that's how I came to you. And my own journey through discovering after becoming a transactional analyst, you and I got much deeper into the dream world, and we formulated a system that is so understandable and really helping us all to understand how we are functioning and connecting our dream world, which is our subconscious mind, to our waking life, which is our conscious world. And we can come to decisions and understanding of our issues much more quickly when we are connected with our dreams.
And what exactly have you learned from me about dreams?
Well, a lot of it we worked together and discovered in many years together, but we have really formulated the ideas of the masculine and the feminine, which is what you like to say, Pat, is are we doing good to feel good, or are we feeling good to do good? So that's when we're coming
how,
from our...
How do we
our,
pick those out? What do they come with?
The,
masculine
you're in the dream,
and feminine.
Oh, in the dream world?
In the real world and the dream world.
Oh, well, yes. And they come with the in the hierarchy of dreams, are you asking me?
I'm
what
asking
do they come
you,
with?
How do men and women get dream help from reality?
Well, in the dream world, the dreams are really messages from our subconscious mind trying to bubble up through to the conscious mind, and they come in the forms of symbols in ways of people, nature, and things in that hierarchy. So in that hierarchy, in that hierarchy, the messages start coming to us in terms of things before we're really getting the message, which is tables, cars, objects. But then when we start dreaming of nature, which is animals, landscape, those trees, oceans, dogs, cats, etc., we start coming closer to getting some message to us that we need to know. And then when people start appearing in our dreams, we are ready to decipher the message in a more a cogent way. So that's how it goes. And within that hierarchy, everything has a masculine and a feminine energy, which is our productivity, our masculine side, the productivity side, or the do-good side, or the feminine side, our feeling centeredness.
So how does the brain handle this?
Well, the brain is handling it the best it can to not scare us off, but there are scary images. Some people refer to them as nightmares, but we call them scary images that are really wanting to help us. So the dreams are revealing. I like to think of it in terms of a message has come to us in a bottle that's washed up onto the ocean. And in that bottle, there's a message. And we open the message and it's written in Greek. So you bring it to a translator, and that translator reveals it to you, but it's really coming from you. It's not like looking into a crystal ball and there's some magic thing. No, these are messages that we innately have answers, and I show people how to decipher this Greek message.
So if you dream of a ballroom and men and women dancing, what are they doing dreamlike?
Dreamlike? Well, that's your thoughts and feelings. The men are representing your feeling centeredness, as men in our dreams represent our feeling centered side, because it's the paradox. Because the soul of a man is feminine. And so in our dream life, it comes to us in that paradoxical way.
What's it called?
The Jungian paradox. Yes, right. That's the Jungian paradox.
What is the soul of a man called?
That is the anima. That's the anima. And the soul of a woman,
men,
if you're...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Men have this. Men have an anima, which is the soul, is feminine, and the woman in the dream or in life has the soul of a man, the masculine. So in that dream world where someone is dancing at the ball, people are dancing,
yes,
those are your thoughts and feelings coming together.
You mean I'm not really dreaming of my neighbor or my dad?
No, you're not dreaming of your neighbor or your dad. You're using them as characters, like you pick them, like you pick them out of central casting to put in your play.
Okay. So how long have you been doing? You studied TA, transactional analysis.
That's right. I'm a transactional analysis practitioner, and along
right,
with my other long-term things of having been an iridologist, certified iridologist, and a natural healer, and a holistic practitioner. Anyway, but I'm a transactional analysis practitioner and specializing in dream work, because I have found that is such a quick way to get to the stuff where then we can actually use the TA. So we can use the transactional analysis once we really know what the issues are to work on, and the dream world will bring the issues to the forefront to examine.
I would think that if there's people listening, they think, why would we dream of men when men are not women? And why would we dream of women being productive like men should be when they're women?
And this
What's
is
the point of a soul being feminine for a man, and the soul of a woman is masculine? What does that create?
You and I use the symbol, and I, in my talk in New York, I actually showed the symbol of the yin yang symbol of the black swirl and the white swirl with the opposing dots in the center of them. So that represents the predominant outside image of the man, but the inside image, and it's the ancients knew this for thousands of years. This is what's interesting. The Chinese and the other cultures were aware of this before our Western culture. They were aware of this paradox, and as so we are revealing what many knew before us, that there was this energetic dichotomy.
So you help translate the concrete and the abstract that
yes,
comes up in the subconscious conscious connection. I've got a
yes,
gorgeous book lying on my desk as we speak called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself by you. And it's almost a coffee table book. So how
it
did
is
this
definitely
book end up?
This book took years, and thanks to you mentoring me through the process of the production of it, and my wonderful publisher creating the actual look of it, and helping me edit it. And my publisher is Veronica Eitan Boritzer at Veronica Lane Books, and this was a long haul. I say we had worked on it over 10 years, and then putting it actually into book form then was another couple of years process. But formulating the ideas and making it understandable for the lay audience, because you and I had been giving workshops in the retreats, the weekend retreats. I co-chaired the dream sections with you many times, and then I went on
I
to
call you my protege, my dream protege.
Thank you, I so appreciate it, and I'm proud to be just that. So it was years in the making. Yes, it happened over, you know, they say something fabulous happened, oh, it just happened overnight. It happened overnight after 20-something years.
Yeah, right. and a miracle will. So how yes. can people get you to read their dreams when they're on the other side of the country? Can they call you? Can you
yes,
be hired?
Yes, they can contact me.
To mm-hmm. do that. So would you please yes. be kind enough to give yes. the details slowly and concisely
yes.
so
yes.
that people can benefit by this little touch of you in the big world of dream classes?
Thank you. I will. My website is The Dream Class. So anyone can find me through The Dream Class. And anyone who contacts me through having listened to this show can have their first session with me, complimentary. And I have had many people call
Ooh.
Me from outside the country from having listened to this show. They're listening to you from all over the world and now calling me on occasion. And I do classes. I will create private classes for people, which I do regularly, people who want to have their own Zoom class. I will do it with them. And I can be hired for groups. I often do people's church or temple groups. And I'm for hire. And so
Great.
The Dream Class is my website. And I take appointments. And thedreamclass.com, thedreamclass.com. And mine, you can also look up my book by my name easily. It's either The Dream Class or my name on Amazon is Patricia, Eltinge. That's my name, Patricia Eltinge. And we've got over 35 five-star reviews at this time. And you can find the book on Amazon.
Good. Have you?
Or here at the Miami Book Fair.
Okay. Have you said what you wanted to say in this little interview?
Yes. Other than Pat, again, I appreciate all your good work you've done over the years with many people I know and have been by your side all these years and will continue to be. So
good.
We will go forth.
I'm happy with you carrying the message out there, and you are very gifted in this work.
Thank
okay?
you for that, Pat. Thank you. And
thank you,
Kelly.
Thank you so much for being here.
Very good.
Thank you,
Kelly,
Patricia.
Kelly's a wonderful hostess. What?
Always. Thank you, Patricia. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now we go to work.
That's true, we do. Let me see here. We've got some calls in our queue. Sam at the board is getting, oh my goodness, he's fast. Caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, one second.
Hello?
Hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anything to do.
Okay. Well, I've been looking forward to this all week. So I had I've had 3 dates with a man who's told me he really likes me. He's taken me to 3 nice restaurants.
How long have you dated him?
Since the beginning of October. And
okay, so about how many times? Are you committed to each other?
No, we haven't gotten there. We had 3 really good dates. And then at the end of the 3rd date, he invited me to his place and we made out for a while. Then he took me home. It was very, very fun. But he has not called since that, and that's almost 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks. Well, he's got 5 more weeks to go because I believe that people do think and feel They're thinking about whether they want to go deeper into the relationship. They're deciding whether they want to go back to their ex-wives or husband. When people meet new and interesting people, they have to put that situation into the world of dating and see where it fits. So is he a potential husband or just a boyfriend or what?
Potential husband.
Oh, he is. So he's, and he's chemically attractive to you.
Very.
And he's compatible, and that's the who he is, what he does, what he doesn't do. Is he compatible with you?
Yes.
Now, have you had any inkling of whether he's open to mating or marriage?
I don't know. He found me through a matchmaker.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. No, that's a very legal, good way to get through to that. Now, are you into getting married legally or are you into mating, which is monogamy, continuity, and long-term planning, but it's not legal? So which are you?
I'd like to be married. I've never been married.
Oh, you've never been married. How old are you?
I'm over 50.
What?
I'm 50-ish.
Okay, you're 50-ish. So you are, in effect, starting to biochemically change. Your body is changing from being female-oriented more towards being productive. Are you wanting to be a career woman in a relationship, or do you want to be a woman with a career?
A woman with a career.
Okay. Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Analyzing from this point of view, what were you in that relationship?
What's the question?
The question is, were you a career woman or a woman with a career?
A woman with a career.
And was he a career man?
Yes, he is definitely a career man, very successful.
Okay, why did it fall apart?
I don't know. It was a really good third date, and making out was incredible. And I haven't heard, I probably should have done this. Like 2 days after, I sent a one-line text and said that was a wonderful evening, a magical evening. And he hearted my comment, but he did not, reply more, and he didn't call.
Chemistry is pheromones. What?
No, he had a tremendous amount of chemistry with me.
Did you pick up any communication about not wanting the responsibility of taking care of a woman in a marriage or mated relationship?
No, but
was he looking to get laid, not married?
I don't know.
Did he ask you for sex?
He was very, gentlemanly.
Did he touch you? What did he stroke you? Did he kiss you? What did he do?
Yes. He did a lot.
Did you sense his chemistry?
Very much.
Okay.
We had a lot of chemistry.
All right. But you've only not seen him for 3 weeks.
Right. It's 3 days. And I haven't seen him for 3 weeks. We had a lot of chemistry.
But he may not have met someone. Remember that chemistry erupts in a man, especially within 3 minutes of smelling your pheromones, which are the cells in your body that we smell in order to mate. Mm-hmm. So he may have been so attracted to you that he's going slow because he's got to be careful that he doesn't take on responsibilities that he can't fulfill. So in my world, he's got 5 more weeks to call you up or to ask you out or do something.
Yeah.
No, have I you read Getting said, to I Do?
I have. He said that he likes me a lot. And he said he likes me a lot. And he's very attracted to me. And we had really exceptional chemistry.
But you already have given him a where did you go message, right?
No. What I did was, the date was on a Saturday night, and on Monday I sent a 1-line text that said that was a magical evening, and he hearted it, and then there's not been anything since.
I understand that, but I called that a where did you go. When you have a great date, and he doesn't build another date smoothly.
That's what happened. Right.
I teach women, because I teach women how to do it, because my book, Man's World, Woman's Universe, we women run the emotional, spiritual world while men run the world pragmatically. So the truth of the matter is that he may literally be stewing, thinking and feeling about whether he wants to get into a serious relationship. His not calling may be a flag to me, to flag you, not to reach out to him again, that you've done your where did you go message, which is fine. But if you do more of it, you're mothering him. You don't want to be mothering him, because by the age of 10, men need to be respected by the woman they call mom or mother or caregiver, whatever, if you're raised wherever. A man has to become a man of that is decisive about himself by the age of 10. Girls need to be cherished by a father or a father figure by 8, and he's got to cherish her feelings, or she's going to be raised to be a boy and do good. And if a mother mothers too much, or a woman mothers a date too much, he basically will rather be your son than your man. So please don't do another where did you go, okay?
Right. So the one that I did when I said that was a magical evening, that was a where did you go text. Is that right?
Yes, I know. But you reached out to him, and he's probably thrilled with your wanting to mother him.
Right. But what I'm asking is, is that one text I sent, does that qualify as a where did you go message?
That is a where did you go, which I give permissions for. But if you do it too much, you're mothering him. And if he's a boy, not a man, he's going to love you for doing it, but you're not going to like it.
I completely agree. I just want to make sure I understand that. Like the one text I sent, what did qualify as a where did you go text? And it was okay to spend that one, but no more.
No more. And you didn't apologize, did you? I didn't hear that. I just heard you said you had a great time.
All I said was that was a magical evening.
I know that. But that's what I want men to give women.
I know.
When
a woman...
Would it
have been better... thing. No.
It was okay, you did it once. But if you do it more, you're mothering him. I'd like to then mention a book. The War Against Boys, named by a lady named Summers, that too many masculine women are becoming masculine mothers and they're keeping their sons feminine too long. What you did was good because it was one and it was appropriate at the beginning. But I'm asking you if you would be so kind as to not mother him anymore, especially for the first 8 weeks, which you've only used 3 weeks. That's the time he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I completely agree. Yes. In my
do
gut,
you know mm-hmm. do you know what my hi bye letters are?
Yes, I wrote one that I can send at the end of 8 weeks.
Did you don't give it to him until he hasn't called at 8 weeks?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Okay. So if you've written one and you want to give it to him, you've got 5 weeks to go.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have another question?
So at those 8 weeks, at the end of that time, do I count? So let's see. The date was on a Saturday, and then I sent a text on Monday. So do I do 8
good,
weeks from
good.
Saturday
That's even
or the Monday?
Better. What?
Is it? So do I count the 8 weeks from the last date? Or 2 days after
the last, no, the last pheromone exchange. Pheromones are the smell of your body. It doesn't smell like oranges. It's chemistry mm-hmm. going from your nostril to his and back. It goes through the mouth, through the palate,
mm-hmm.
to the C place in the... Do you know where Indian women, East Indian women, put that wonderful spot in their forehead?
Yes.
That's where the organ is that evaluates whether his pheromone chemistry is a little like your dad, but a little not like your dad, thus diversified, which enhances chemistry connection, which bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing the same thing to you. But we women, when we get chemically involved with a man, when we're under 50, we bond and produce mm-hmm. oxytocin, which glues us to their body.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So mm-hmm. what I'm saying is you did everything fine up to this point, and you do have pheromones, and you believe he has pheromone interest in you. So I want to see if he's a boy waiting for you to chase him more, or he's a man who can't live without you for more than 8 weeks, which means you've got 5 weeks waiting for him.
Mm-hmm.
Will you do that?
I will. It gets a little painful, but I am doing it.
I know that. And this is the pain that causes women to mother men at their expense, at the woman's expense.
Yeah, I do not
do
want
not
that.
Mother men.
I agree.
Respect Amen. Them. The more you respect yes. his maleness, the more you ask him what he thinks, wants, what you can do to help him do it, the more you respect him, the more he can cherish you. Do you want to be respected first, cherished second, or cherished first, respected second?
I want to be cherished.
First. We all want both.
Yeah. Yeah, first I want to be cherished.
Okay. So please, don't ask him what he feels. Ask him what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The left lobe in the brain is built to be more thinking, so problem-oriented. The right hemisphere is for feelings. We all are both male and female. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So in
do you have anything
in these
else?
Situations, yeah, is he likely
what?
To reach out? Is he likely to reach out before those 8 weeks, or he'll just respond to the high vibe?
If he is not a man and he's a boy looking for a mother, you'll never hear from him until he realizes what a good deal, good woman you were. You'll hear from him a year from now or 2 years. Have you ever had a man come back to you?
Yeah. Yes.
What that man is saying is he met you, smelled your pheromones, liked you a little bit, but didn't want the responsibility. When men marry, they take on responsibility. When women marry, they give up a great deal of autonomy to be the co-pilot for a man they're attracted to who's the pilot. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Masculine women and masculine men collide.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be waltzing partners. I need somebody that wants to do good to feel good, straight, gay, or lesbian. And I need somebody that wants to feel good to do good, because the four of them are going to waltz, or they're going to disco, or they're going to compete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So which do you want?
I want to waltz. I want to be a co-pilot. I want a man and not a boy. I do not want a mother. I want someone who wants to be with me.
What a tremendous summary.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've got the best of me in a short period of time.
Great. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you.
Good luck. Call again.
Right, thank you.
I appreciate you. There wouldn't be a show if there weren't people like you.
Thank you. Will your show air next week when we have Thanksgiving, or will you be off for that week?
There will be. And there will be an iPod that is going to play a show.
Okay.
We'll be playing one of our archives, because we're going to spend Thanksgiving with family.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
That's
Thank
right.
Thank you so much,
That's
caller.
Right.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Good. So, Kelly, are you willing to signal me when you want me to stop talking?
Yeah, you were doing great. That was a beautiful conversation. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Would you like to ask a question?
Hello, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Oh, I think you're Brian. I think you're Brian.
Well, I know. Thank you for the warm welcome, as always.
Good.
So,
what can I do for you tonight?
Okay, so I have a girlfriend now, I think, as I told you the last time.
Yes, I got that message.
Right. She's, I'm in Southern California. She's in Northern. So, you know, we don't see each other all the time, but we're aiming for once a month. And we did get together last week. And it was good for the most part. The question that I have has to do with the bonding over 50. You said something to the caller previously about it, and I'm wondering, you know, yes. So do women bond less over 50, and do men bond more over 50 when sex is involved?
Yes, that is accurate, because women, their estrogen goes down from the time late 40s and goes down and is pretty much gone by 60s. And so we women, we start out feminine, you know, and then later we slide into masculine, and men do the same. You men are male until you get into the 40s, late 40s. And then as the testosterone goes down, the estrogen that's been in your body and brain since you were conceived starts to impact you. And I often say this kind of joke, grandpas are nicer than dad and grandma's tougher than mom.
Yeah.
Is that a correct statement?
Yes. I could say from my own experience that my mom probably has less patience now, and my dad in some ways has definitely mellowed. You know, they're both a little younger than you, let's say.
So there are books about men. I'm thinking of one. It's a rather mature book. And it's called The Male from 40 to 60. And I'm walking over here to my bookcase. And it's by Michael E. McGill, PhD. And here's what it says on the cover. A guide for men and the women in their lives to see them through the crises of the middle male years, 40 to 60. So have I answered your question?
Yeah, you have. I'm wondering if you have, as you know, I was listening to the last call, and I was wondering about chemistry in general. Chemistry, I know, has to be a two-way street. Some people could definitely feel something stronger than the other person.
A lot of times, but it really doesn't work. I'd say chemistry, compatibility, and communication. If you go, Kelly, would you please give what they can listen to on my...
You can go to www.drpatallen.com. Chemistry, compatibility, and communication is at the bottom of the page for you to really use.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. So with that in mind, what else do you need, Brian? Pheromones are the chemistry exchanges, and when any human is on estrogen, that's premenopausal women and postandropause men. Anytime a human is predominantly on estrogen, they're bondable to oxytocin, the cuddle hormone. So older women...
Uh-huh.
Often called cougars, like young men sexually. Young women like men. Harvard did a study in the 90s. They asked thousands of people on campus why they mated and why they married. And the men said, I want to mate and I want to marry, whichever one is legal, one is not. I want that for sensual, that's cooking, housekeeping, kids, sensual and sexual stability. Older women want sensual and sexual. Older men are more into, at that time, younger women. So we generally want either to get laid or paid, or in rank order of one and two. Are you interested in a sensual sexual relationship?
Well, I think that's what I have with her, and I am definitely the younger man in this situation. She's more than 10 years older, and we are figuring, I mean, we definitely have talked about it, and it's obvious that we have a lot of chemistry for each other. The communication so far has been good. The compatibility may be more of a challenge longer term, but and she's talked about the bonding stuff as well. I think the bonding probably already happened even before sex came into the picture, but it's definitely there now.
The difference in an older woman is that the bonding is like a young man. She wants to have an interesting maturity. You see? And older women often go with younger men for sensual and sexual stability. Younger women go with older men for financial security and status, Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah, I can see that going on. I think she definitely has connected in the sexual and sensual department, probably.
And how old are you, sir?
So I'm right at 50.
Okay. So are you, in fact, appreciative of her independent security that she is basically, she's not going to have babies, you're not going to make, you know, families, right?
Right, yeah, that's not an option for her anymore since she's, I mean, you know, she's older, that ship has already sailed and she already has adult children of her own, which is okay. So yes, yeah.
So
all right,
you are compatible age-wise.
That's definitely an issue. I mean, with her being,
what's the issue?
That much older,
does she respect you verbally?
She does a pretty good job of that, although sometimes I have to remind her that I don't want to be mothered, and she says I don't want to mother.
That's right.
So.
Oh.
She's usually good.
That's so good. It's amazing. Does she enjoy sensual stroking?
Oh yes. Very, very much. We enjoy. We enjoy the same stuff, and I think we're getting, you know, comfortable with the stuff. I think we're getting comfortable with more.
So, do you see any sign of a major problem that you want to mention?
Well, this is something that I've mentioned to her. So, I've been up there to visit her four times. She had her birthday recently, and I want to see her once a month. So, December's coming up, and I have some caregiving responsibilities with my mom. So, you know, to make a long story short, I don't see a weekend where I could go up there in December. She certainly has more flexibility and could come down here
had
to my
to
and I
do that.
Oh yes, 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 many times, and
has
she's
she
gone
said
between.
Yes
oh.
or no.
She has said yes that she would do it, and she said, "Oh, I was so close to coming." But then a bunch of reservations come up, and she's got a lot of things going on up there, too. So we have been in the Pat Allen style negotiating, but I still have concerns about that. Even though I like going up there to visit, I don't want to go up there every time, and I have told her, and December is not an option. I really don't want to go through the whole month without seeing her.
You have got to negotiate a four-person balance, your male, her male, your female, her female, have got to negotiate compatibility, and you've got to acquiesce, which means you've got to be able to give for the sake of the team. So somehow negotiating the four of you, there's two men and two women negotiating contacts with other people for holidays, parents, family. So can you do it? Do you want me to list the tools?
You certainly can. And yes, I have been negotiating with her on that, but so far we don't have a specific date. And I realize there are barriers on her side, but I still think, and she's even said that some of them are mental barriers, even though, you know, it is a pretty good drive to come down here. And, well, I don't know. She kind of gets, I think, sometimes lost in all of the different options, and then it doesn't happen. But we'll continue to talk about it, that's for sure.
Good. Remember to tell her exactly what you want, and then ask her how she feels about acquiescing to doing it. You see, the problem with the older woman and the older man is, but you're 10 years younger, she's older than you.
Right.
Right. Okay, is that you still need to be respected first, or you're not compatible.
Yes.
So,
and she realizes that.
What?
Yeah, she realizes that, she says it, and is respecting me. Is that exemplified by her agreeing to come down in December? Or is that accepting that, okay, and I don't know, is that
that's
a sign of respect or not?
Acquiescing is doing something you wouldn't do if you weren't with him.
Yes, well, that's true. And I've gone up there four times, and I certainly wouldn't do that for others. But she has a lot of excellent things that that's true.
You both have to acquiesce for the sake of the four of you.
Mm-hmm.
She's going male and you're going female, but you're young mm-hmm. compared to her, so you're not there as much. She is how old?
She's over 10 years older than me.
Okay, so she is definitely convinced within herself that what she wants is what she gets. But if she does that, I'm going to say something that's painful. Men need to be loved by a woman, whether it's a daughter or a wife or whoever it is. Women are not designed to need a man when they're older.
Okay, well,
women,
I'm glad you brought that.
Women can go with a group of women to a bridge party and do a good job. But a man, he wants, when he's mature in his 50s and 60s, he wants to be not only respected, but cherished in his maturity, because he is more physically, neurobiology-wise, female.
Okay,
that
well, I'm glad that you brought
part
that.
Of what I teach. What?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because she stated explicitly that she needed me.
Well, I understand that, but does she need you as a man or as a boy?
Well, that's a good question. I think she would say she needs me as a man.
But
that's
as
my
a
guess.
Man,
I only heard the need.
Is she going to be your co-pilot, or are you going to be her co-pilot on the plane?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, and it's challenging because we're in different places. So far, we're at the point of okay, getting together once a month. So we're not organizing lives together, and that could be challenging because of each of our family situations.
Are you willing to negotiate a permanent need to be respected by this lady? In order to cherish her, if she cannot respect you, you either have to be a boy or she's got to get another man.
Yes, and we have negotiated that, and I have, you know, reiterated times when the mothering got strong, and she has said that she has felt respected, cherished by me. And that she has expressed, she hasn't used the exact word respected, but she does say things that are very respectful.
Good. To you?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or is she talking about herself?
No, she says them directly about me. Sometimes she can get into her own things, but no. She's definitely very praiseworthy of my intellect.
So will you avoid sugar daddy?
Oh, yes, yes. yes, yes. That is not my goal.
Will you please ask for what you want, followed by asking her how she feels about each of the items?
Yes, yes, and thanks to you, I have definitely gotten better at that. And the big one now is, you know, the negotiating. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, I want her to come in December. How does she feel about that? And negotiating, you know, the weekend that would work.
Then will you please lead her with cherishing in order to maintain the relationship?
Yeah, that's definitely what I want to do. And I think she's very special, and I think she's very attractive and hardworking. I think she's got a lot of good things going for her despite
Except
some challenges.
Nature is still in control. In my book, the latest book, Man's World, Woman's Universe, there's a section on we-ness that might, courting and dating, mating or marriage. It's on page 61, if you want to read what I'm saying in print.
Yes, I will pick up that book. It is certainly a book I will get sometime.
Thank you. So did you get some of what you need?
Yes, definitely. I got a lot. I appreciate the time that we spent together, and I learn a lot or get reinforced with some very good stuff hearing you.
Thank you for your compliment. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Keep us updated. Bye bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. I think Sam's got some more callers for us. Oh, he does. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Kelly. Thanks, Dr. Pat, for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So, Dr. Pat, I had actually, I called the show a few times. I just had a quick question for you. I was the one that had called with the ex-boyfriend who was going to be retiring from the Army in March. And
I remember that.
Yes, you told me that he wasn't gone yet because he had reached out through phone calls and text for a few weeks after the breakup. And I set that boundary down, like you mentioned, when he asked to meet up 2 Mondays ago. And I said, no, you know, unless we were to discuss getting back together and getting engaged and being committed.
To be a free girlfriend with no commitment. You needed monogamy, continuity, and long-term planning.
Yes, correct.
And so what did he say to that?
I remember we got emotional on the phone, and he said that he was just scared. He's just so scared.
That's right. And how old is he?
He's 34.
He's 34. And I think he may have been raised to feel good, to do good by a masculine mother. Did you pick up any of that?
I could see that from his mom. Yeah, his Italian mom. And he's close to her.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
okay,
he's been divorced.
So what are you going to do about it? What?
He's been divorced, too, as well. So I just started to throw that out there.
That's right. And the reason for that is, when men marry, they are saying, I am going to take on the responsibility for caring for you and any kids we have.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman marries, she's saying by her actions of commitment, I'm going to give up my career in order to be your wife in our family. So this particular man has been raised feminine, and women, he must be good looking and rich. What is he?
I mean, he's good looking. He's a major. He's like a senior officer in the Army, been doing it for 11 years.
So what you're saying is he basically is, he is probably chased by women. Mm. Is he?
I don't know. I don't know about that. And I actually thought he was pretty masculine.
Okay. Well, he did the Army.
Mm-hmm.
That's masculine training.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. But I want you to know that the signs are he reached out to you in how many weeks out of the 8 weeks?
So he's reached out 3 weeks. And this was also my question because after setting that boundary down, he continued to contact me for 5 days through phone calls and text. This week,
I understand that. He's courting you. Mm-hmm. That's courtship.
Okay.
Do you know the reason men marry? to stop you from going with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We women marry very often for status and security. Men marry for sensual home and sexual stability with a virtuous woman that they trust will not betray them. And here's what a man thinks. If you don't have intercourse with him until you're engaged or committed, monogamous, and working towards marriage, he knows if he can't get his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, the other guy can't either.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yes. Yes.
So if he's in love with you, do you sense he has chemistry for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to put up with his griping, with his anger, with his frustration at not getting to put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, which stipulates that you then are his woman?
Yes.
You consummated the animal in both of you.
Yes. This week, though, Pat, I haven't heard anything. I remember you said he's not gone yet, but this week it's been, today makes 5 days, I haven't heard anything from him at all, so he's retreated back.
How long has it been since he contacted you?
Last Saturday.
Well, how many weeks is that?
It makes it, this coming Saturday will make it 4 weeks total. So I didn't know whether to restart the time.
You start the time the last time you smell him. You don't bond when you hear his voice. It's titillating, but it's not the same as smelling pheromones. They're the ones that get you bonded. He's young. He's not going to bond till he's in his 50s. That's why men leave their wives and go with young women. I'm dealing with science, not religion, not philosophy, not morality, just plain science. And I recommend my book, Getting to I Do, and it also is followed by a book, Staying Married and Loving It, and then it's followed by other books, which I'm not going to list because you can go to the website and look them up. I've made my statement. Anyway, when was the last time you were close enough to smell his chemistry pheromones?
It was about probably 3.5, close to almost four weeks. So.
He is not gone in my world until he's gone for 8 weeks.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to double check if this week from not hearing from him.
Answer every phone call. That doesn't take it up. It's pheromones, smelling, sex, bonding.
Okay. So still from the pheromone interaction.
Every phone call respectfully. When he says, can't we be friends? No, I have too many feelings for you, and I'm not willing to fall more in love with you unless we're in a committed, monogamous, continuous, weekly dating. And long-term goals, are you wanting to marry or mate?
Marry.
Legally marry?
Yes, correct.
I have no big problem with mating, which is a verbal agreement, especially for older people who are not going to have kids. Marriage is built for women and kids. Men, hopefully, can help pay for that commitment. We are all trying to either get laid or paid in a marriage or a mating.
Okay.
That's science. So what else do you want? So you've got 4 weeks to go, and the last 2 weeks are the hardest, the most painful, the most tempting, and everybody you know will tell you to get rid of him or call him, get rid of him or call him. Don't do either one. Just sit and wait.
Okay.
Do you want to write a hi-bye letter now in case he doesn't call?
Actually, Dr. Pat, you and I did a hi-bye letter together, and you approved it last Friday.
So you already know how to do hi-bye.
Yes. I read it to you. You said it was beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. I know it. I'm going to tell people in the audience what it is. A hi-bye letter is after they're gone for 8 weeks, or you have inadvertently gotten rid of them and regret it. Okay? Paragraph one is everything you like and love about him or her. This works for men or women, but you're a woman, so I'm giving you the woman's version. The first paragraph is everything you like about him, love about him. The second paragraph, this is for other people because you've already done it.
Yes.
The second paragraph is the pain of being separated. You see, if he's avoiding you, it may be because he doesn't want the responsibility. He's afraid of the responsibility of marriage. But you better find that out now, or you're going to end for a bad trip. The third paragraph in a hi-bye letter is what you don't want. I don't want casual sex. I don't want to be in a relationship that is not going towards marriage. The third paragraph, that's what I like, what I don't want, what I do want. I want to be with the man that wants to get married, have kids, who's willing to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term, starting with girlfriend, boyfriend, then going with fiance, fiance, and then ending with marriage, Mr. and Mrs. So that's what you do want. The fourth paragraph is basically, well, what I've just said so far. And the fifth paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter and responding. So that's what it is. What I like, the pain of separation, what I don't want, what I do want, and thank you for reading and maybe calling me back and working on a relationship that's monogamous, continuous, and long-term. Okay?
Okay. And so I should, since we're sticking to this, the 8 weeks still, I should continue to not be on dating apps, but just date people around should I meet them.
Yeah, just date people around, but don't make it public, because if he sees that you're advertising for a new man, that could easily turn him off.
Okay.
I want you to be enigmatic and mystical. I want him to miss you physically, mentally, and emotionally. Okay? And it's hard. I know it's hard.
It is. It's very hard.
Oxytocin is created by the pheromones, and they're built to keep a couple together even when they're fighting. You understand that? I saw an article on the paper, and there's some research around the idea of taking oxytocin and injecting it them in autistic kids, because it creates the cuddle hormone phenomenon. And wouldn't it be magical if we could help autistic kids cuddle and love one another based on chemistry?
Okay.
Did you get your answer?
Yes. So we're sticking to the 8 weeks date, but not
totally.
And then on the deadline, December 18, I'm going to give them my hi bye letter.
Beautiful.
In the event, okay. And in the
and
event
then
that he
give
says
them the 8 weeks again.
Oh, okay.
Because he's gone through his 8 weeks, you've gone through your 8 weeks, and you're offering a deal. Monogamy, continuity, and longevity. You're not interested in friends with perks. You're not interested in casual sex. Okay?
Okay. And if he says for some reason he's not ready still after that, I should just start
waiting for it until they need it. And that's in their 50s, with or without their cancer, with or without their bad short marriage with somebody that they got into, literally. That's called a mistake. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just teaching you what I've learned. Good luck.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Let us know.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. I believe Sam's got some more calls for us. And we're going to get one. You can go to the One Eye store if you are looking for our products, and they are there. Easy to get.
Hello.
And hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Okay, I need help deciphering something. So a little bit of backstory. I've called a few times, but I sent my ex-boyfriend a hi-bye letter, and he responded like a gentleman, but said he is going to try to move on. Since that time, though,
because,
he has basically...
Because, what did he say? Wait a minute. What did he say he couldn't do with you?
He didn't say, but we fought a lot, so we were getting into bad fights.
I got it. And the fights were about?
The past and other women, yeah.
So you were talking and fighting with a man who has difficulty making commitments.
He had difficulty making. Yeah, no, he does actually. But he wanted to work on those things together, and we were going to go to therapy together. However, we just got into one nasty fight and we broke up. So I wrote him the hi bye letter, and he said he wanted to try to move on, or he was going to try to move on. And that he also, so.
Were you committed? Were you committed?
Yes, we were. Did
you have intercourse?
No, so we were in a committed, monogamous, long-term relationship that he actually said he was planning to propose to me this summer. So, and he had asked me to move in with him. So we were very committed.
Did you move in with him?
No.
Okay.
Because I follow your advice that I would need to be engaged first before moving in with him.
But did you consummate the marriage? In other words, sexually, did you have a monogamous? Okay. So you were boyfriend and girlfriend, and you were safe enough to make a commitment sexually.
Yes.
That's fine.
So he had said he wanted to try to move on in his response to the hi bye letter. And then I knew though that he had 8 weeks. What he started to do was play me on this online Scrabble game, and he would play me on that all day, every day.
What was his ultimate goal?
I don't know.
To keep you from dating other men.
Right. So I knew it was something to pacify his own anxiety.
Did you hear me say just a few minutes ago that men marry virtuous women because they know they won't betray them sexually?
Yes, absolutely. And we've never had uncommitted sex. So he's well aware that that's a virtue I have. So, he started keeping me on the hook with this game, and I played it for a few weeks. However, it wasn't going anywhere. And I had made...
Oh, yes, it was. You know where it was going?
Where?
It was going to your jail cell in the backyard.
So
do you understand? Have you ever seen a bull with his cows?
Yeah, absolutely. And I started to feel it, and so that's why I stopped playing the game. I just stopped playing.
Good. All right.
And
so you stopped. And then it was playing.
And then it was his birthday.
You stopped with the game. Yeah.
I stopped making love with the game. It was his birthday. I wished him a happy birthday. And then last week he texted me and he said, your birthday's coming up. It's at the end of this month. And he said, I hope that you're planning something fun and memorable. And I said, thanks. Thank you so much. And I still need to figure it out. So I tried to open the door for him, but nothing came of that. And then he texted me again this week, because he noticed that I hadn't played the game and the game ended by itself. And he said, I really felt like you were on track to win this game. I hope all is well. And this is what I said to him in response. I said, I agree with you. I was on track to win that game. Can we just chalk it up as a win for me anyway? And I'm doing wonderfully. I hope you are too. And I said, I really enjoy playing that game, especially with you, but it became a little confusing for me to play you every day because I still have feelings for you and I'm also trying to move on.
That's wonderful.
Is it wonderful? Because I'm scared. I don't know why I put I'm trying to move on. I mean, I am if he doesn't want to book me.
I'll tell you why. Because he is wanting you to be a free girlfriend, free sex, free time. Do you understand? Okay. You're being courted chemistry-wise.
Right. Yeah. So
every time. Now, you don't smell him when you play the game, right?
No.
Okay. So when was the last time he smelled you within 30 inches?
It was the end of June.
And that's how long?
4.5 months now.
And so you have how much time left before we say he's gone?
Well, if we're going by 8 weeks, then we haven't seen each other in 8 weeks, so he's gone if it's since the last time we smelled each other.
You have not smelled. It isn't seeing. You could see him 5 blocks down the street. It's the pheromones that trigger the oxytocin in your body.
Right.
That
I have
is
not.
What
we have not.
You to his body.
So I have not smelled him in 4.5 months. Yeah.
Okay. So he is gone except titillating you with your games, but you're not playing the games anymore.
Right. So I stopped playing the games and now he's texting me. And then yesterday I told him, you know, when he texted me about the game that I stopped because I still have feelings for him, but I'm trying to move on. But
I love it.
I want him to chase me though. And I'm scared. Will that push him away from chasing me? Because I said I'm trying to move on.
He hopes you decide to mother him with your body, mind, and spirit. Do you want to be married to him emotionally?
I want to be married to him emotionally if we're committed.
But you can't be committed if he's not committed to you.
Right, exactly. So that's why I...
Has he proposed to you? Has he promised you a commitment ring? What is it you're going to get?
Well, in the past, he told me he was going to propose, but we've broken up since then. So this time around, it's kind of like he's just slowly, I guess it seems like he's coming back towards me, but he's not. He hasn't
yes,
really.
He is. He is, because he's still reaching out to you, hoping you'll start chasing him, and you're tempted. You're afraid to lose him now.
Well, I just want to make sure that I didn't say anything that
you
was
didn't.
Not
what you said
school.
Was, what you said was, I do not want to pretend that we have a committed relationship when we don't.
Okay,
I will
great.
Not see you. I will not see you or deal with you unless I'm your girlfriend and I have a promise ring. Doesn't have to be an engagement ring. A promise ring for my left hand.
Okay. So,
are you willing to go for that?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we've been on and off for a year and a half. Like, I don't even mind just saying
because
I need to be engaged.
You haven't closed the deal.
I know, and that's what I'm trying to do. But he's on 8 weeks now since I told him that I still have feelings for him, but I'm trying to move on. So he
Good.
Has 8 weeks to decide to chase me, right?
Tell him how to chase you. I'm not going to be monogamous. What you send him a note that says, I want to be your girlfriend and you my boyfriend. I want a promise ring on my left hand, not an engagement ring, a promise ring that we are a committed couple working towards marriage. Are you willing? See, you haven't given him the latch key for how to get you.
So are you suggesting that I follow up on the last message I sent him and send him this, or should I wait until
wait until he's got his 8 weeks done?
Okay.
But he doesn't know about this new deal.
No, he doesn't.
Does he? Okay. Do you want to let him know that so he has all the cards?
If you think it's a good idea.
Yes, it's a good idea.
Okay, so then I would message him.
And I will not relate to you unless we are boyfriend and girlfriend and I have a promise ring that we're working towards marriage.
Okay.
Are you willing to give him that?
Yeah, I'm willing to give him that. Do you think he needs it before the 8 weeks?
I think you need it.
Oh, okay.
He's desperately trying to get you to chase him. You're being a very virtuous woman, but he doesn't know how to capture you. He knows, oh, someday I'll propose. No, I'm not going for the proposal yet. We want to see if you can get to be a girlfriend with the promise ring. Doesn't have to have diamonds, just the gold band.
The thing is that since we broke up and the hi-bye letter I sent him, he hasn't given me any direct indication that he even still wants me as a girlfriend, other than
him playing games. That's why you're not going to relate to him. What he's doing is he's getting mad at you for not being a free girlfriend. Free. Free sex, free food, free visits, free dates.
Okay, great. So then I should just keep letting him get mad and figure it out?
No, dear. Tell him how to get happy with commitment.
Okay, so I would say I just want to follow up on my last message and be more clear and tell him that I'm not going to be able to relate to you on any level unless we're back together and I have a promise ring and this relationship is leading towards marriage.
Perfect. How do you feel about that statement?
I mean, I feel fine with it for sure.
Are you willing to send it?
I think I am, but I'm scared he's going to think I'm crazy.
Honey, then you're not ready to have a relationship.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So do you want to make an effort to have a relationship or not?
I do.
Then would you please do what you just said?
Yes.
Good. Call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, let us know.
Bye.
I will. Bye.
Well, at this point, she doesn't have him anyway. She doesn't have anything to lose.
No, she doesn't.
And everything to gain.
Yes.
Exactly. You can go to our website, www.drpatallen.com, and at the very bottom of the page, free, you can listen to Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communications. It's excellent. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Thank you for calling.
Dr. Allen, I went for a work meeting and for a work event. And during the event, a man came over to me. We talked about work and the kinds of things I do and the kinds of things he does. And I gave him my business card. When the event was over and I was walking to my car, he came after me and he asked me if I was single. And I told him yes. So he didn't really talk anything about that, about being single, but he told me that based on what I told him that I do, he actually has space that he thinks that I would, that would be perfect for my work, and that he would send me an email later. Anyway, long story short, he sent me an email, but I was out of town, so I couldn't meet him to so that he could show me the space. But he, it's in the email, he said he doesn't know if I'm going to be his wife, his friend, or his sister, or his boss.
He said that?
Which was really confusing.
So what he's saying to me is he wants to get to know you to see what possibilities your relationship has. That's called dating.
Right. So then he called a few days
later.
Do
you have chemistry for him?
I don't know. Yes. In terms of what he does, I feel like the work chemistry. But
no,
he is
the work
quite
is not chemistry. The work is simply
good partnership for work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you do not feel attracted to him.
No, not really. And plus, he's quite much older than me.
I understand that. Are you willing to work? Are you willing to check his? He's renting you a space?
No, he actually later he called and told me that if I want the space, he will build it for me.
Build it?
I just need to say yes.
Well, that's a little bit far out.
Right. And that's why I was like, I'm not saying yes or no. I need to know you better. That was my response to that. But
that's
he
exactly
asked,
right. So has he reached out to you? Have you dated him? Have you gone to see the space? Well, there is no space to see. I'm hearing a man with a clever way of asking you to go on dates.
Well, he called again, asked if I could, no, he sent me an email asking if I could meet him on Saturday, this Saturday.
Next Saturday?
This coming Saturday.
Wait a minute.
A day or so.
Coming Saturday. You're going to meet him somewhere?
Right. But then when I responded, and this was... I responded about a week ago, where and what time do you want to meet? He didn't write back.
That's right. That's right. What did he say?
He did not write back.
Okay. Then what he was saying was simply he was selling you a deal of dating, but I'm not sure what the goal was.
Right, and that's why I'm calling you, because I was confused about what exactly he wanted.
I could suggest that you wait until he calls you to sell you the deal.
Okay. Okay, so
if you chase him, you're buying a deal that you don't know. In other words, you need to know him. So he's not dating you or doing business with you in a straightforward manner.
Exactly.
Then why don't you wait until he does?
Okay, so if he wants, I guess if he reaches out again,
I think
I'm more interested in the business, not so much in dating him.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Meet him in his office.
Okay.
In other words, do business in a business-like way, even though he may be trying to date you.
So when he gives me his number, should I take it as business or dating? Because he's given me his number and I haven't called him.
Call him, but treat it as a business deal, not a date.
Okay.
He's renting you space, is that correct?
He told me he has this space that his family has owned. It needs renovation, but for what I want to do, he's willing to build it for me.
Okay, that sounds like
marriage.
But
I think that's more, yeah.
Do you want to meet
him? I think for business, when I think of dating him, he's 21 years older than me, and that's just, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Okay, then would you please just call him and let him ask you to meet for coffee or do something, but don't give him your address, don't give him your home.
Okay. Yeah.
Do a business lunch. Because what he's selling you is not well designed.
Right, yeah.
But it's interesting to you because it's something you seem to be attracted to. So feel free to meet him in a public place for a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Or
okay, but
if
it's
he has
fair
an office,
to tell him. Mm-hmm.
What?
If he mentions anything related to a relationship, it's fair for me to tell him that that's not what I'm interested in.
I'm not interested in that. You said you have something that would be business valuable to me, and I'd like to hear the details.
Right.
But I'm
yeah.
not interested in dating.
Okay.
Okay. Right, you do that?
Yeah, that clears this up. Yep, I'll definitely
Good.
Do that. I just needed some clarity because he was.
I
His
know that.
Communication was confusing.
So I know it was. It was confusing. Just have a business meeting with him.
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Okay.
God.
Good luck. Bye bye.
Bye, caller. Thank you so much. Okay. I'm going to check in with our switchboard and see if we have time for one more call.
All right. Good.
And let me see. All right, Dr. Allen. Sam says we don't have time for another call. But I would love for you to tell everybody what your plans are for Thanksgiving and give everybody a Thanksgiving blessing because we won't be with them next week. We'll have a archive playing and but we'll be back the following week. What have you got to say before
Good.
We go, Dr. Allen?
What I'm saying is, I am living with my oldest daughter, and we are going to have our own private Thanksgiving because we haven't had a lot of time together based on my career taking up time. And I like doing my career, but she and I decided because her three sisters and are having family and their husbands, everybody's busy. So I am going to have, my daughter is a wonderful cook and she's going to do, I'm sure, she is going to do a great meal, but I'm going to enjoy it with my oldest daughter, Roberta.
So fun. I love it. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful way to do it. Will you be watching the parade?
It'll be on. I don't know if I will be glued to it. You know what I'm saying? But
yep.
I will be aware of it.
That's
what are you doing, Kelly?
Well, I am doing the big dinner. I have a 24-pound turkey, and I will be doing everything homemade from scratch, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, dressing, homemade dumplings, some with yams, and we'll be making some cookies for the kids to decorate, you know, and we'll be putting the names in a hat for a drawing for the Christmas exchange. So,
that's how you do it. Okay.
Yeah, we do for the grown-ups. Everybody gets gifts for the kids, but the grown-ups, we do a gift exchange that way. I usually put up a little Christmas tree and put everybody's name on it to draw one off the tree, but I'm not sure I'll have time for that this year. We'll see what happens, but pretty exciting. We're looking forward to it.
Well, we have two opposite ways, a very small Thanksgiving between a mother and her oldest daughter and a mother. And it sounds like a very significant. How many people do you expect?
My four daughters will be here with me, and my son-in-law, and my grandbaby, Lydian. She's 18 months old, and my grandson, who's 5 years old. And more than likely, my sister, who... my older sisters who will come at least for a toast and some dessert. So, yeah.
Great.
Gonna have a lot of people here.
It's gonna be good.
We're looking forward to it. So, I'm gonna say I wish many, many blessings on everyone and the happiest of Thanksgivings. And Dr. Allen?
To say is something that has driven my career for years. It's an Upanishad from the East, and it's about communication. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, for they become habits. Be aware of your habits, for they become your character. Be aware of your character, for it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making and keeping money. At the doctor's office, being healthy. And in every relationship that is grounded in love. So my gift to you today is, may you love yourself and those you choose so that we can all live a better life.
Amen. Take care, everyone. Be safe. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Until we're together again, bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.